This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Lanter, L-A-N-T-E-R, first name James, J-A-M-E-S. The date of birth, February 10th, 1966. Date of evaluation, March 24, 2022. Referring physician, Dr. Swartz. The chief complaint, 56-year-old male with history of left shoulder injury. The HPI, the patient is a 56-year-old male who reports an industrial injury secondary to a trip and fall on December 10, 2021, period. The following Monday, he was evaluated at a Kaiser facility, period. He then underwent a conservative course of treatment, which included 6 weeks of physical therapy, period. He apparently had no improvement and was subsequently referred for MRI. The MRI revealed a tear correction. The MRI revealed pathology in the involved joint, and he was subsequently referred to Dr. Swartz. Today, common patient reports ongoing pain, which is associated with decreased range of motion. Pain at worst is 8/10 with active motion, period. The pain is occasionally associated with radiation and aching of the triceps muscle, period. The patient had been evaluated by Dr. Swartz and was felt to require left shoulder arthroscopy, subacromial decompression, possible rotator cuff repair, possible SLAP repair, possible biceps tenotomy, possible open biceps tenodesis. The patient currently denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. The past medical history, 1, diabetes, next number, hypertension. Past surgical history, umbilical hernia repair. Next number, minor meniscus repair. Medications, atenolol 50 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams HS, metformin 500 milligrams BID, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had diabetes, father had an enlarged heart, social history, he notes rare alcohol use, but no history of cigarette smoking or drug use, period. Review of systems, constitutional, he has had recent weight loss, period, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 118/88, pulse 66, respiratory rate 20, height 69 inches, weight 276.6 pounds, period. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The patient is noted to be mild to moderately obese, period, but otherwise unremarkable, period. Musculoskeletal reveals Correction, the skin reveals multiple tattoos involving especially the right upper extremity and the left anterior arm and extremities, period. Musculoskeletal, the left shoulder demonstrate decreased range of motion and tenderness. On abduction, period, range of motion is limited to approximately 85 degrees. On abduction, period, there is restricted range of motion on external rotation, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 59 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. Sodium 138, potassium 4.4, chloride 101, bicarb 31, BUN 18, creatinine 0.93, glucose 154, hemoglobin A1C 7.3, white blood cell count 6.5, hemoglobin 14.3, platelets 11 points. Correction, platelets 204. Urinalysis, specific gravity 1.014, pH 7.5, and otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 56-year-old male with history of left shoulder injury dating to December 10, 2021, period. At that time, he experienced a trip and fall. He had failed conservative measures and is not scheduled for surgery, period. The patient has history of diabetes and hypertension, which appears relatively controlled. His hemoglobin A1C is 7.3, period. The patient has multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease, period. However, he is noted to be asymptomatic. He has normal exercise tolerance. He has normal EKG, period. He further has no symptoms of ischemic heart disease, congestive heart failure, or dysrhythmia, period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same, period. Recommendations may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr.